What's up, guys? We are back with another episode of Pound for Pound. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
And it's Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
Guys, it's unfortunate. I know, I robbed y'all. I can't see the gun today.
A Shot of Lime production.
Guys, today we have a very special guest. To some, you know, I might still relatively be under a rock to where he's relatively still unknown to some of you guys, but about to light you guys up very, very quickly in the next year or two. This is the name that you are going to be hearing a lot. The last name you've heard before, but we're here with the number one bantamweight contender in the world, 18-0, combat sambo, world champion, my man. Umar Nurmagomedov. Yes, Umar.
Thank you,
brother. My man. Number one contender. Huh? That sounds good, don't it?
Sounds good and sounds scary too for some guys.
Yeah. You have a very big last name. Very big last name. And I know this because I try to put myself in my little brother's shoes. Well, my big little brother, shoot. But I try to put myself in his shoes, and you have a big name, a big last name to where it's very recognizable. So immediately when people hear that name, they associate you with greatness. They put you in a certain stratosphere. Do you feel a little bit of that pressure having that last name? Because every time somebody hears that means you can't be bad. You have to be good.
Of course, little bit it's pressure, and more than pressure, it's responsibility, you know, right. In front of your family, in front of my cousin, my young brother, and it's push me to more train, you know, be focused, be motivated, and all the time, two times a day, like just train, right. Be ready.
And I think that's the difference between people. There's a separation. There's some people to where, especially now when mental health is at the forefront of the world right now. So there's some people to where when they have that pressure, where they feel that, I guess, pressure, it's too much. It's too scary for them. So they shy away from it and they don't reach their potential. But then there's the other people like yourself, for me too, and that's how I reason it. When you have that responsibility, it's such a motivation to where I realize it's an opportunity. So I have to do the best that I can, the everything that I can to make sure that I live up to that and potentially surpass that. Right now you are 18-0, and Khabib ended his career at 29-0. How big would that be for you? And is that a goal for you to make it 30-0, then say, oh, all right, I'm done. I'm good.
I think it's gonna be difficult to become too close, this man. And even right now, everybody, when we're going to the cage, when we fought, everybody wait, we're gonna do same job.
Right.
And our wins not bring to people same emotional, you know, because Khabib was maul everyone. He go inside or finish him on Brock, or, you know, he did in the cage like great job, you know. And people to see Nurmagomedov will fight and they think we're going to do same. And when we win, they said, it's like regular fighter. He just win this man, and they didn't, you know, like...
They feel it's an easy fight. Like they don't respect. You feel like the fans don't really respect all the work that you guys are doing, because you're not just. There's not easy guys. It's UFC. Everybody's tough, and the way that you guys are putting them away, especially you, you're finishing guys, and you just beat Corey Sandhagen, who I consider one of the dark horses in that division.
You train with him, right?
Yes. This
same gym.
Corey's very good.
Yes.
Like, I remember first time I went in there to, when I first went to Colorado, and I, little guy, let me move with this guy. I'm gonna be honest, he pieced me up. he beats me up, and I'm just like, because you know you get mad, and because you know you go with a smaller guy, I'm like, okay, I don't want to hit him hard, but I can't hit him because you try to touch him, you can't find him, you're looking all over for him. He's so fast and he's so aggressive and he works so hard that this is not an easy guy to fight. And you just went out there, you went 5 rounds, and I have to admit, I was a little skeptical to see you 5 rounds because I never seen it before. And I'm like, 3 rounds, it's a sprint. Umar can just do whatever he wants. But 5 rounds is different because you get to round 3, you're like, okay, the fight should be done, but you still have 2 more rounds. And you forget what round, you're like, what round is it? And they have to tell you, okay, it's round, you got 2 more rounds coming. And to see the way that you adjusted to in the fight, because in the first round, you came in, you took him down a couple of times, but he got right back up. And I know how this feels for a grappler. It's like, oh shit, I can't hold this guy down. You know, okay. And then you went to your striking. You were able to stand with him. You were able to start connecting. You were able to get the better of him. And I was like, oh shit. I knew Umar was good, but now he's going up against number 2 guy in the world. Okay, he is that good. And right now he is ready for a title shot. So just tell me a little bit in your head when you were going through the fight, how did you feel? And especially after the fight, how did you feel with the decision?
When I went cage, my plan was to take him down and hold him on the cage and on the, like maul him, you know, try to choke him, take his back. But he did like very good job, and he prepared for my attacks and how he turned his back when I hold it. He did very good, and you know, when he got up, I thought, okay, now you know. I thought like this: now you know I can't take you down,
yeah,
and now I can striking with you because of he all the time have to think about my wrestling,
right.
Anytime I can take his leg and he have to wait. And when your opponents wait, when you will take his leg,
yeah,
he can't go ahead. He can't like easy boxing, you know?
Yeah.
He have to always be focused. I think because of this things, I win this fight. Because of he all the time have to think about wrestling. All the time he have to be ready. He can't go ahead.
Right.
He can't go. Even if when he pushed me, I go back.
Yeah.
He didn't come to too close.
Yeah.
Because I will take him.
Because he knows you take him down.
Yes. And every single round, I tried to take him down for the beginning. He didn't let me. Okay, we're gonna strike. And when finish coming like end,
yeah,
I think, hey, now I have to take him down again because of if him. I will take him down now, round be my.
Yeah.
And I do this. And I think because of takedowns, the striking was very close. He beat, I beat. Like, you know, he was very good too.
Yeah.
But he didn't take down any times. But I did like every round 2 times maybe.
Yeah.
For beginning and for end. And I think because of this, I think I won. I won this fight. And he was really, really good. He was tough. And I think this guy can beat anybody in bantamweight division. All top 10, like, I think he can beat. Even Merab, for Merab and for Omeli, I think this is a big challenge.
I agree.
And I think I will take this belt, and maybe after 1 year, or soonly, I think we will fight again. Yes. I'm waiting this because of he's really tough.
Yeah.
He's really, really, really tough.
Yeah. I thought you did a really good job in that fight. Like you said, stealing the rounds at the end. And when I kept watching the rounds, I'm like, man, this guy tactically, he understands the game of competition, because it was every last 20, 30 seconds, boom, the takedown was coming in because the rounds were so close. So every time I watch fighters, you know, everybody's slick, everybody's fast. But how many of those fighters know how to play the game? And I feel like naturally you know how to play the game of fighting. Because at the end of the day, it's just you know the competition. So that's one thing that impressed me a lot. And out of all the Nurmagomedovs, all from your brothers to your cousins, I think you're the most gifted. You can strike on your feet very well. You kick, you know, your kicks are very fast. You can go both, you know, right-handed and southpaw. And then two, man, it's like your takedowns are underrated. And I don't think people really know when you take the back, how hard it is to get out. But right now, man, looking at this fight with Sean O'Malley and Merab Dvalishvili, like, how do you see this fight somewhat playing out? And who do you think needs to make the adjustment in the fight?
My prediction, I have two opinions about this fight. And if O'Malley will give him hard punch and take all, like, he have like, no, it's not like lucky punch, because it's not gonna be, Sean have good striking skills and he able to knock him out, I think. And if he will not, if O'Malley will not finish Merab, I think Merab will push him, takedown, striking, and he will beat him 5 rounds. And I think Merab have better shape, like, you know, condition, yeah, than O'Malley. I don't know why.
Well, you think he will go fight? He'll beat him for five, beat him up for 5 rounds, because Henry here said Merab is gonna stop him in round 4.
I personally think within round 4 or 5. The reason why is because when you get accustomed to finishing people that early, you don't understand what 5 rounds is. Like, for the first time in your career, you went 5 hard rounds with a guy like Corey Sandhagen. And, dude, that's an experience where you understand it. Merab has done that time and time again. Like, even though maybe Sean has trained for 5 rounds, I think part of what's going to get Sean in trouble, too, is a lot of his movements and fakes. Because they're very good. But can you do that for 5 rounds? And as you said, if he cannot stop a guy like Merab, Rob's going to eat him in the beginning. And I do believe Sean's going to be dangerous in the first 2 rounds.
Me too.
But after that, it's all going to, Merab's just going to continue to keep coming. He can continue to keep coming. So, but that was, I go back to my question. How does a guy like Merab, who has to adjust the fight? Who has to really create the good game plan in order to win? Because I personally think it's probably going to have to be O'Malley.
I agree with the Kamar Usman, because Merab, nobody, who is finished? Nobody. He don't have chokes. He didn't knock him out. Nobody. And yes, he have good condition. And even what he doing, always punch, take down. Punch, take down. And even when he take down somebody, he can't hold him. He can't take back. He can't try to choke him, do armbar, anything. He don't have anything to finish O'Malley, and I thought he will, like, if O'Malley will not knock him out, he will, like, push, take down, get up, punch, push, like, no, take down. It's gonna be, everybody will, like, you know, wait when it's gonna be. I think, like, my prediction, like, this fight gonna beginning, and Merab will do like he always do, punch, takedown, and everybody will hope O'Malley will give him knee, punch, when the game gonna finish.
It's the reality, man. We have to keep our hands up. We have to continue to keep training, you know, because that new blood is always coming up, you know?
Of course.
What do you think is, what's the biggest advantage for you guys having someone like Khabib in the gym with you guys every day? And I know, I hear a lot of stories that he's very crazy. You know, he come, he smashed everybody. Khabib pushed everybody more than you want to push. So what's the biggest advantage for you guys having him in the gym?
I think it's a main reason, because why we on the top.
Right.
But it's not one person. We have a lot.
Right.
Right now, Gaji in the final. We have Islam, lightweight. We have Usman, Amru, right. In Warriors champion.
Yes.
Now me, Kasum coming, his next contender to the bantamweight. And we have a lot of guys. And it's Khabib, it's main reason. Because he pushed us and he very good example for us. You know, when everybody know, if you will work, if you will train hard, hard work always pay back.
Right. And
we follow his rules, we listen to him and keep train. And we don't go party, we don't have some journey, we don't go anywhere. We just focus on our training camps, we focus on our fights, and we help each other. We're like family, you know. And this guy who built this.
Yeah, I think another big figure that people, you know, a lot of people obviously know of as well is Khabib's dad. I mean, has Khabib played the role of what his father has done? Is that what's happened with you guys? Because it seems like, man, Khabib, we all have families, but it seems like he's just there with you guys all the time.
You know, Khabib is very similar like his father. He doing everything like did his father. And role model, what Khabib take, it's uncle. He teach him and Khabib just keep his legacy. You know, biggest things, I think it's idea. You know, when people around you believe your idea and follow you, it's anything can become true. You know, and uncle believe on his dream. And he believed on his son, and son keep doing legacy. Like right now, like family, like right now, our team, I think we one of the best team in the world.
It's crazy because having watching Khabib's journey through the UFC, because I was really starting to come into the UFC when Khabib was hurt. And people don't remember all those times now where he was hurt and he was frustrated, and Khabib necessarily didn't want to be in this sport like that anymore. And I could understand that when you have injuries like that back to back, your knees are hurt and you don't know how to, you know, you have this dream and this goal, but it doesn't seem like, oh, maybe I can achieve this. And then to watch Khabib heal himself, turn around and just start going on the run that he did. So I can relate to that idea. When you have an idea and you watch someone who's done it and he's telling you guys, hey, you guys can do it too. You guys can do it too. You guys can do it too. And then he creates the environment for you guys to where you guys can just train. I want to know from you, because you're not a kid anymore. I remember, yes, of course, you were the young guy that they brought around all the time, and you know, you just followed them, and you would just train in the back, and they'd say, oh, Umar, he's coming. Umar's going to be there. But now you're 28 years old. You're number one contender in the UFC. You're one or two fights away from being, you're a fight away from being the world champion. And now it's not just Khabib Nurmagomedov anymore, or Islam Makhachev anymore, or Usman. It's Umar as well. So talk about just that position that you feel that you're in right now, of having to be the next one up, to go out there and now take Nurmagomedov, that name, and what Khabib's father, Abdulmanap, what they've created. Talk about just being in that position to be able to carry that name higher, and what an honor that would be.
Everything what I feel right now, it's responsibility. Responsibility to present every, like, my family, my country, my republic. And right now, I try don't think about enough things, you know, like too much things, because of it can make you like confused. It can make you think you somebody, and you'll, you know, like miss your train, you'll miss your schedules. And right now, I just thinking about train, eat, sleep, train again. And I think when we will finish, when I will retire, undefeated, when Usman gonna be retired undefeated, and then everybody will understand what happened,
right,
which legacy we built, and somebody have to try to repeat this. Like, no, it's gonna be very difficult.
Yeah, I remember talking to your uncle, Khabib's dad, and it was the only time that I really had a chance to meet him was in Russia. And he asked to take a picture with me. And he's like, Khabib's dad never asked anybody, but because you're Olympic champion and UFC champion, he wants to take a picture with you. So I was honored, bro. But there was one thing that I do remember when he told me. He was like, yeah, he's like, with all my students, with all the kids, like, I believe that by the age of 33, you should be done with fighting. Obviously, you're 28. And I know, you know, Khabib retired at 31. Is that something that you want to keep that lineage of actually retiring before you're 33? Is that like the protocol that you guys have as a Nurmagomedovs, that we're done by 33 and we live our life teaching and living our life?
I have a dream, you know. I want to become close to Khabib, you know. I want to become too close you both too. I think you guys one of the greatest. You did a lot for this sport. I want to be for one line with John Jones, Khabib, Demetrius Johnson, GSP, and for this goal, I think I need 5 more years in this sport. I want to become 29-0 like Khabib, undefeated, and then I'm gonna think about retired or one more fight
30.
To beat Khabib.
Yeah, so you'll go past 33. You'll go past 33 if you have to.
I think it's not gonna happen. 33. I almost 29. You know, like January, yeah. I will 29,
yeah. Yeah.
And even if I will do 3 fights in the year,
yeah,
it's not enough even that time. And that's why I don't think right now about retiring.
Yeah.
I have to keep working. And 33, 34, we're gonna think about this.
So the goal is 29-0.
29-0.
Maybe 30.
30. Maybe 30. 30,
30. I like it. So how old is Islam? Islam is what, 34?
I 30. Think yes.
I just want to throw it out there, 30 Juan.
34.
Yeah, yes. I think. And I'm watching. This is a thing,
you said he's 33.
32.
Oh,
Islam 32.
So
we'll see his time.
He's approaching on that 33 mark, and Khabib and his dad has both told me 33 finish.
Yes.
I've talked to Islam a few times. I think I like the approach. But I think there's not, because there's not a time. It's based on the athlete. If you still have the hunger and you want to still, you know, you want the next guy and the next guy and the next guy, and you still feel that, you wake up every morning, you want to go to training, you want to learn, you can do it until, I think it depends on the athlete. And I agree, I think, with Khabib. There comes a time if you wake up and you're just like, oh,
I have to.
Yeah, you're just like, oh man, this is. At that point, you start to. It's not that motivation to push extra. Like now, when you guys are tired and it's too much and you don't want to do it anymore, but you still have that little motivation inside. I'm gonna do it. But then inside, when you get to that point where it's like, oh, I think that's the point where, you know, like it's time to potentially start to walk away.
And I feel like people, like the way these guys train, it's like they're the modern day like gladiators. Like the way these guys train, like they eat, sleep, train MMA. Like I've been around them a little bit. I trained with them at San Jose one time. And I'm just like, man, these dudes, everything's just about fighting. You guys always just talk about competition. I'm like, dude, I need a break, dude. I got to get out of here. I got to, you know, do my thing. But that's one thing that I do respect. And I find it fascinating that you guys are able to still keep that hunger. You know, that hunger to still compete after. And maybe I do understand a little bit of Khabib on why he retired so young, is because I think that's all he's ever done is the grind. And I feel like what he wants to be more than anything is he wants to be free. You know, so I can relate to him in that sense. even though my journey was a little bit different than him, I also, there's also like a love-hate relationship also with the sport. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not talking about Khabib had that relationship, but for me and for a lot of athletes, it's like, man, if I had enough money, I would never fight. You know what I'm saying? Even as champ.
I do hear
even
that.
Even as champ, because tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm lying.
I do hear, but for this is my and I've thought about that before, because people say that to me sometimes. They say, oh, you've got money. You why you need to fight? Like, I still love this. And I still love my job.
And you know what? Never enough.
It's never enough. Exactly.
Money, never
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. Never. Yeah. It's never enough. And I say this, why? A piece of me goes, well, why does Warren Buffett still wake up to go to work?
Because of, you know, how I see our careers. We grew up in and we becoming do some good money when we become champions, yes. when we coming like on top. And that time, time's coming too. You have to retire it.
Yeah.
That's questions.
Yeah.
It means like now you on the top, now you can do next fight, you can do money more than how you did all your career. But you know, body's not same when you was young.
That's very true. Very true. And I think about that too. I still love the sport. And I'm still...
Do you love the sport or do you love the competition?
No, 100% the competition. But it's intertwined for me, because even when I was in wrestling, I loved the competition of wrestling because I loved winning. That was just the sport that I was in and I loved winning. Winning is addicting. Tell me, for me, the best feeling, there's two waves of it. The best feeling in the world is when you walk to the back and you know you won. You know, you won, you walk to the back. And then the ultimate of that is the next morning you wake up, body's sore because all the adrenaline wears off, but your body is
pain.
Sore. Maybe pain here, pain there, you have black eye or something, but you won. It's a good feeling. It's just like,
no.
Oh, I like this.
You won.
But it's like, I can do this again. But you know, when you're cutting weight, you always fight it. You're like, I hate this. Why I have to cut weight? I hate this. I hate this. But then after you get done and you win, you're like, I could do that again.
Yes.
I'll do it one more time. That's not bad. I can do that
Let's
again.
Let's go.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank our partners at Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. All new users, Underdog Fantasy is offering $1,000 in bonus cash. Their pick'em game is as easy as choosing higher or lower on a variety of stats like touchdowns, yards, and catches. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Use code P4P, that's pound for pound, when you sign up to support the show. Click the link down below to get started.
Yeah. Well, moving forward to Umar, and it's a reality, man. I know you've been trying to fight everybody. But both, I've heard interviews with both O'Malley and Maram that none of those dudes feel like you deserve the next title shot. And essentially, neither one of them wants to fight you after whoever it is that actually wins. I mean, will they be forced to fight you 100%? So how do you feel about that? They feel a little bit that you've been carried because of the Nurmagomedov name, and you've been pushed a lot, and you've been able to kind of skip the line. How do you feel when people say that?
First of all, I think...
And I ain't say it, by the way.
First of all, I think about deserve, I think it's... Like, a lot of champions fights happen like between guys who just have one win streak. For example, last fight, O'Malley, he fight with Chito, right?
Right.
And he just lose Corey, beat... Pedro Munoz and fight for the title. It means you have to deserve just one win streak. And in UFC, you don't need deserve fights for the title or for something. If this fight will sell pay-per-view, if it's gonna be, if people love it, it's gonna happen. And nobody don't care about Mirab want, don't want, Omele want, don't want. It's his problem. They have to sleep with about mind. He don't deserve, and I will fight with him. It's his problem. And about my name, of course, everybody know I'm cousin Habib, and everybody interested because of, you know, even me, when your brother fighting, I watching his fight because of his Kamaru Muhammad, right? And everybody know he's a fight Kamaru, and everybody interested how he will fight. He's same, not same, what he doing. He not opening America for people, you know. Of course, UFC will push someone who have name. They no need to build someone, new one. Nurmagomedov, not someone different. Everybody know Nurmagomedov, and it's true. What he can do with this? They just have to take win with this Saturday night and wait what's gonna happen, what's gonna say UFC, which contract they will send him and sign. Enough.
Right.
Finish.
Yeah.
What else?
Has that been promised to you by Dana White or Hunter that you're next for the title?
They said to me I'm next, but you know, I don't want to wait these two guys until next year. You know, I want to fight. They said he don't deserve, he have to fight. Hey guys, I don't care about you. I just need belt. You can keep belt and leave. I just will come and take. You know, I don't need your name. You, I don't interesting. I don't have anything personality with you.
Yeah.
I just want this belt.
Yeah.
Enough.
So right. So you don't right now. You just want to be busy. You want to be active. Right, you just want exactly. to fight. So you don't care who it is. What if it's not? What if your next fight is not for the title?
I don't care. Even King Kong, he doing 135. And we go fight. Who cares?
I love this.
That's an anorexic King Kong. Dude.
I love this.
I don't care. I really don't care. I don't want to wait these guys. I have my purpose. I have my goal, become greatest. And I want to be pound for pound. I want to be, you know, fighter for the year. And I want to be like one of the best.
Right.
And I don't want to wait for these guys when they be ready. They won't. They don't want.
Yeah. I really don't care. I think a little bit too, man. It's like, and again, I go back and, you know, Mirab, because it's been on the news lately. You know, he's been saying that you've been disrespectful. Why does he say that you've been disrespectful?
Because I won't fight with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what for him respect. If I will say to him, hey, I don't want to fight with Mirab, I respect him, leave him alone. He have to be champion until he won't retire. It's respect for him. If yes, sorry, I will disrespect you.
No, I get that. I get both. Looking at it from both sides, you're absolutely right. Because when you're in a position, let's say you're in a position of the champion when you're at the top, and then someone calls you out or someone says, oh, I want to fight with him. You're sensitive because to you, it feels like this, whoa, you want to fight with me?
Oh, you want somebody
take it. So they take it. I can see how they take it. They take it, oh, maybe that's disrespectful. But it depends on the person. For you, you're not a disrespectful person. You're not the type of person who brother, is to, brother, to
I wish,
troll.
I wish you were humble troll. As me, man.
You're not this guy.
I remember I got on Umar's Instagram and was like, brother, you're not humble like Triple C. Dude, I got like freaking 1,000 comments. You bah, 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 F you, thought that. I was like, fuck, I'm just joking, dude.
No, I get that. And because you're so you're respectful, but you have goals and you have things that you want to do. So I can see how Mirab would take it as, oh no, he's disrespectful, he's trying to fight me. But I think it's one of those things as men, when you have a conversation, you say, no, if you have the belt, you're the best. I want to challenge for that. I want to be the best. So there's no disrespect in that aspect. But it's because I understand, because now times like this, it's blurry because a lot of disrespectful guys. There's a lot of guys that are trolls. A lot of guys that just, they get on the internet, they just want to talk, make video, do stupid. make videos and do crazy things. But yeah, so it's when it's all mixed like that, some people don't know who's a real guy, who's not a real guy. But I think for you, your class act, you have a goal, you have a mission, and you're chasing it. And it's been great to watch you start to grow into this. And I want to say I see it because I see it from afar. I always watch everything and I see it from afar. And watching from moments of when Khabib would bring you to just training and Islam and these guys, you just go along. You do what they do. You just do what they train the way they're training. And to now watch you come into your own, I want to say it's amazing. It's fantastic to watch because now you're standing here, you're 28 years old. You're your own man. I'm used to, every time I saw you before, I'm used to seeing you with Khabib. If Khabib is there, that's when I would see you. I never seen you by yourself. Islam's there or Usman and it's the crew. You guys are always there. So it's amazing now to see you. You're your own man. You're here on your own accord. You're working. You're getting all the things done that you need to get done. And I think that goes to attest to having kind of a leader like Khabib's father. And now Khabib has taken that role. And now watching you guys all come into your role as men first. And then as fighters, I think this is phenomenal. I think it's amazing. And hopefully if I decide to coach one day, I want to do something like this and be as influential as them. My question for you, let's just look down the line. Let's say everything works out the way that you plan. You are a champion. You defend this belt several times, pound for pound, number one. You get all the accolades, all the trophies, everything. Fighter of the year, everything that you want. You get it all. And now you're 33. Then, right? Yeah, 33, 34. Khabib goes, I'm tired, my back. I'm going to leave coaching. You think you will coach one day?
I think yes. I think I will keep it. Like, we have a gym. We have teams and the young generation coming. If someone from team will fight in UFC and he will keep doing what we did, and of course I will be with him. I will support him, and we're gonna keep doing legacy.
Right. Now you guys have a wrestling club?
Yes.
You guys have a wrestling club? Yes, we have a wrestling club just for wrestling
for kids. Yes. We have combat sambo, we have jiu-jitsu, and we have judo, and right now we have in Makhachkala 2 school.
Which was the best base?
For training?
For MMA, what do you think is the best base to have?
I think at home.
But Wrestling?
No, I understand.
Sambo, judo, jiu-jitsu, what do you think is
judo
the best?
No.
No, it means like it's really means personality too, you know. Mirav combat sambo, right? Mm-hmm. He come combat sambo, he take down many times Olympic champion, right?
brother, I was sorry, brother.
He saved him from fire. You see,
brother,
this?
I was hurt, by brother,
and. For me, wrestling. I agree with this guy. Wrestling is the best, but you have to grow up. When you jump from wrestling, you can't think I will beat everyone because of wrestling. Somebody can give you a hard time. You have to grow up and become good strikers too.
Yeah.
But one of the best, I think, it's really wrestling.
Yeah, I will say this about even when I was champ, when I was double champ, and I don't know if you remember this, and it's on video too, so it's with the anatomy of a fighter. I remember I looked at Umar, and he was sitting down, and I'm like, and this guy right here, I got my eyes on this dude. And then it's on film, because I'm saying that I knew that you were the future eventually you weren't even in the UFC yet, I think, at that time.
Yes.
But I knew that there was just something special about you. The first time that I kind of rolled with you in San Jose, and obviously, you know, just watching you grow throughout the year. So, Umar, you are a stud, man. congratulations. I think you're on your way to do some amazing things. And I do believe that you will become champion and you will defend it as many times as you decide to. Because I think I personally feel like you're just that good, man. Sure. And I think I you are a problem for either one that's going to win this fight, whether it's O'Malley or Merab. I don't blame them for saying you don't deserve it, right? Because you're a problem, and I believe that either one of them that wins, they're in trouble.
Inshallah. I like your just mentally, I like where you're at, and I like the way you think about it, because I was in a similar position to where I wanted to fight with Wonder Boy at the time, and they say the same thing to me, don't deserve it. And I wanted to fight with everybody in the top five, and they say the same thing to me, you don't deserve it. Don't deserve it. No, they turn, I don't want to fight him, I don't want to fight him. And I remember, and it's on Anatomy of a Fight, I remember one time I just say, you know what? Because Sean Shelby say to me, they told me, we can't force people to fight you. If they don't want to fight you, then you don't have a fight. They don't want to fight you. And I remember feeling like, man, I need to fight. I want to fight. I'm training every day. I need to fight. And they just tell me this, oh, we can't force people to fight you. We can't force them to fight you. And so I have a conversation with Dominic Cruz one time. And Dominic Cruz told me, he said, it's okay. Because now they I'm fighting guys, number 14, 13, one guy not ranked, another guy not ranked. And they told me, he said, it doesn't matter. Just stay with that mindset of let them give you every and everybody. They're throwing different styles at you. And you continue to do your job. Just beat everybody. Keep beating everybody. So by the time you become champion, you've beaten everybody. So I became champion and I had already beaten the number three, number two. I beaten the number one guy. So now as champion, I'm fighting these guys second time rematch. So everyone's like, oh, well, oh, you just fought this guy twice. Well, it's not my fault. You know, they couldn't give me that guy. But I did my job. I stayed focused. I stayed with my vision and my goal. And that's how I got here. So I love the fact that you see it that way. I think you keep that mindset. And it is what it is. You beat up whoever they give you. But remember, once you become champion, everybody's going to want to fight you at that point. So that's the goal.
It's the goal. Everybody won't fight with me.
Yeah.
And these guys have to understand when you champion, okay, you have built
right.
in your division. It means you can beat anyone.
Right.
You number one. In that division, you the boss.
Right.
I don't understand these guys. When they said somebody deserves, I'm even a little bit upset for Figueiredo because they won't fight with him more than me. You know, they think
yes,
he easy fight for him. Yeah. You know? Hey, it means, okay, you champion. You can fight with anybody anywhere, outside, inside, in the cage, in the gym.
Right.
You champion. You have belt. Don't think about, hey, I don't want to fight. I will fight that time. He no deserve, this deserve. No.
Right.
It's not champion style.
I love the way you said it. When you're the champion, you are the boss of the division. I am the boss of the welterweight division. I took a little break, you know, 2 years break, relax, take care of my body a little bit. Next year, I will come back. Inshallah, I will show these guys I'm still the boss.
And I, but inshallah, right now, you're...
And inshallah.
Sorry, brother. But right now, you're not. Bilal. Sorry, brother. Bilal Muhammad, right now, oh, boss, brother.
Damn, you know he got me and you, Akbar.
Brother, you have to believe.
This guy worked for me.
Yes, you have to believe you, boss. You have to believe this. And I have to believe me too. You have to too. Everybody have believe ourselves. But for right now, Bilal the champion.
He worked for me.
He will come tomorrow, right?
He worked for me, yes. This guy worked for me. So it's okay.
Clinic.
Later, next year I show him. I'll show him his boss. But my guy, we are ecstatic. We can't wait to watch you ascend eventually, to walk that walk, get in there and fight for that bantamweight title.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Inshallah.
You will be the next Nurmagomedov to be champion.
Inshallah.
But we are graciously watching, and we're going to be excited to see that.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, though.
Umar, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting you guys who I watch and motivate. I want to become champion like you. And thank you for invite. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm proud to be here, talk with you. And inshallah, I'm going to be my picture going to be same line with you guys, inshallah.
All right, Henry, my man, we just had Umar Nurmagomedov on. And I'm just impressed by what I've seen from Umar. His growth, because I just remember seeing Umar just, he's the little guy, the little brother, the little cousin that they just brought everywhere. That Khabib just always kept around, brought them to training. Every time they came to AKA, just always had him around. And then all of a sudden, Umar becomes Umar. And now he's his own man, he's a grown man, he's number one contender in the world, and he's about to fight for the world title. It amazes me just kind of watching the growth. I can actually say that, man, I watched this young man now become full-fledged and potential next UFC bantamweight champion.
Yeah, no, 100%, without a doubt, man. Like, even, man, this guy was pending. It was just a matter of time before he becomes UFC champion. Like, he's that good. I rolled with him. Like, this was years ago. This is when I wasn't even UFC champ. I was still a contender. And I'm just like, man, this dude is freaking good. And even when I was champion, and he knows, and I mentioned in the interview, I'm like, I gotta keep my eye off on this dude. And the time has come. And I can see why a guy like Merab or O'Malley wouldn't want to fight him. He's problematic in all areas. Great striking. He throws kicks, dude. Like, his kick is like almost like a jab. He'll teep kick. He'll flare it. He'll fake the knee. He'll do like a question mark kick. Well, you don't even see it. And not just that, but the timing of his takedowns. And what impressed me the most with him again in that fight with Corey Sandhagen was his timing, his ability to really understand the game and steal the rounds at the end every single time. Just like, damn, that's one thing that I will say about Corey, as good as he is, I just think there's just more of a gamer in a guy like Umar, which got him the victory.
Yeah, it was a fantastic fight, back and forth, but just watching, when I watch fights and I watch these guys' fights, I'm not just watching, oh, he got that, or he won that position, or he won. I'm watching for their heart and the fighter spirit in them. And how it wavers. And I would say that's probably the most attractive thing that I love about competing is the spirit and how it wavers and learning how you can kind of manipulate someone's spirit and where you get moments where you kind of let them let up a little bit and let up and let up and let up. Next thing you know, you ran away with the fight. And that's why I always say that some of my most complete fights was the Burns fight. And the Woodley fight, because it's watching two, it's like a train wreck, boom, and you're both pushing to try to see who's gonna get first, and then you win a little moment, and a little moment, a little moment, a little moment, and that's what I saw in that fight, because I saw in that first round, Umar go and get the takedown, boom, Corey flips him, turns his hips, gives it back, stands up, and you see his spirit go, okay. That was a lot different than I thought. Okay, now I have to stand and I have to do something else. His ability to say, okay, I'm gonna pivot and try something new, and I'm still this good at what I pivot, the next discipline, goes to show me that he's ready. And I didn't think, and I'm thinking five rounds, he might burn out after three, but he pushed round four, and even round five, he was still pushing. Yeah. And that's what I really said, you know what? Yeah,
he's got youth on his side, Kamaru, and I think that's what makes him, out of all the Nurmagomedovs, I think he's the best one, even above Khabib. As much as I respect Khabib, I feel like he's just more talented and has a lot more weapons, you know. And obviously he's learning from him too. So when you learn from somebody that's done something great, you learn exactly what he's doing, then you add your own flair to it. But I'm gonna say it right now, dude. Like, even me making this drop to 125 pounds. It's because of this dude. Because he's that good, man. Because he's that good. I'm trying to become champion. Yeah. Like, part of the decision, I'm just like, you know what? If I'm going to take my chances at the age of 37, going to be 38 here in X amount of months, is like, you got to see everything as a whole, dude. So at 135, I got to fight this dude, I got to fight that dude, I got to fight this. And then I get to this dude. I go back down, I stay disciplined. There's, you know, I know more, I have more of a clear path. Like, it's always been, and people will probably judge me based on this, but it's okay. But I'm in love with winning more than anything. I love the competition, but I learned more of me. I just love winning the game. When you can win the game, you win at everything else. So it's not so much that I love MMA or I love wrestling. I just love winning. And the clearest path would be here rather than to go through this freaking monster. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, no, like, let's be 100%, dude. I'm a flyweight that went up, that became champ. Right. You know, I wasn't a, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, I was a little dude that went up.
People forget that. People,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, he's a bantamweight. I mean, yeah, I am. I'm thick, dude. I can fight at 45, too.
Right.
But, you know.
You love those chimichangas. Got him.
I was joking.
You're absolutely right, and I think people forget that you were that flyweight champion, and you had a pretty dominant career there, in your stint there. But no, I completely get it, and I think obviously the path is much clearer at flyweight. But Umar is on a fast track. And he's going out there and doing that to Corey, because a lot of people had questions, you know. But he went out there and he proved it, and he showed people that, yeah, I am that good. And so whatever the UFC decides, whatever Umar decides and the company decides, because it doesn't sound like he wants to wait, because these guys are, and I don't blame them. If Sean O'Malley is able to, if Sean O'Malley is still the champion, and Umar's up next, and Sean O'Malley now is champion. Sean O'Malley has a lot of things going on. Rightfully so, because you're the champion. Now you're in demand. Now you're being requested here and requested there, requested here. And it's a lot of money that comes in from a lot of different avenues now.
Yeah.
So for a guy like Umar, who doesn't necessarily want to wait, I completely love that. And I'm anxious to see who he's going to pick next. I'm anxious to see where they're going to go next with him and when that fight's going to take place. But, I mean, phenomenal guy, phenomenal kid, phenomenal athlete. I hate to say kid because that's a full-grown man. It's a grown-ass man. You know, he grabbed me. You seen how he had grabbed me. He was already leaning. I had to represent for us, though, Henry. I had to let him know pound for pound. We ain't no... You know, we still got a little something, you know. But great kid, great man.
But and you probably notice this too, because, you know, I go back and I think of, I love the fact that Kamaru majored in sociology. There's a beautiful spirit to him that he has. It's like a very honest spirit. But between that honest spirit that he has, is a freaking killer, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he will pray for you before he freaking kills you. Or, you know, he will kill you and then pray for you. However it is that, inshallah, you want to say it. Like, the dude, inshallah, is... The dude understands the traits, and shit like that is scary, because not everybody as a good guy has malice. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like he has, even he doesn't have to tell me. I see in his actions. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what makes a guy like that dangerous, because you don't know. You know, he's lovely, he's great, my brother. You know what I'm saying? But when he goes out there, whew, you wouldn't want to be out there with him.
Well, Umar, I'm anxious, and we can't wait to see what he's going to do next. But, you know, as always, I am the Nigerian Nightmare. And I know y'all can't really see how thick I am. You know, I just got to pump it.
What's up, man? You got some of that young La, dude. What's up? You going to hook up Triple C, dude?
I don't know if young La is. They might be too subtle. You know what I mean?
That's all right, man. Hey, I got my George V, bro. I do like that suit though.
You fresh though.
I do like that suit.
You like
though.
That? All right, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna slide you something.
All right.
I got you. I'm the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
We are out.